You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, Miley Cyrus is
back. Yeah, hi.
Hi, thank you all for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for chatting to us. Miley, you owned that cameo in Sex and the City 2, sister.
Thank you so much. I'm so jealous you've already gotten to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not?
No, I've been working, so I'm so mad that I'm going to be the last one of all my friends. I told myself I would be the first, like, waiting in line and there at 12 o'clock at night, but I didn't get to see it yet.
It's a very sweet little scene, isn't it, that you've got with Kim Cattrall?
Yeah, I love Kim. She's such a sweetheart, so it was awesome.
Okay, and did you also get to hang out with the rest of the Sex and the City girls as well?
Yeah, I got to meet everyone, but to be honest, no one compares to Pat Fields, who is the designer of it all. Pat's my favorite, so all the other girls are amazing, but I was so excited about the design.
Now, we've been playing your song, your brand new song, Can't Be Tamed, quite a lot over the last few weeks. The fans are going crazy for it, Miley.
Well, thank you guys so much for playing it.
It's a great new sound. So we've asked the listeners, your biggest fans, to come up with some questions for you. We've got some here.
Yes.
So we're going to put these to you, starting with Lucy.
Okay, so this is from Lewis Batty, and he wants to know, if you could collaborate with any other artist, who would it be and why?
One person that I've always really looked up to, and I kind of, you know, she's my musical influence, is Joan Jett. So I would love that at some point, but it would have to be the right time and the right song.
Emily Dyer would like to know, when you were younger, Miley, who did you aspire to be like?
Once again, Joan was someone that I was always really interested in. She was ever since I was little, I've always loved fashion, and she's been my fashion icon and someone that I always looked up to. She was one of my... Johnny Cash and Joan Jett were my first records.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Now, Emily Stables is going right in there and says, what happened between you and Nick Jonas?
You know what? Some things just don't work out, and Liam is, you know, I think pretty hot. So.
Yeah, he is. Good girl.
Thanks. He's, you know, more my style, I suppose.
Emily Stables would like to know, what's it like to be famous? I want to be famous, says Emily.
I think it, you know, it's definitely hard, and you've got to have thick skin to do it. But if you think you've got, you know, enough strength, and you got some courage, and your drive and your passion for art is bigger than, you know, other people's comments, for sure, go for it. It's cool. I love what I do. I'm very lucky.
Yeah. Now Shannon Ogborn's kind of asking a question along on a similar way, but she wants to know: do you always get followed everywhere, and is it annoying, or do you just kind of feel thankful that you get followed?
I'm thankful that I get followed, you know, thankful, you know, when people write, you know, things about me or I'm, you know, just want some time off, you know, my mom is always like, it's better that they're writing bad things than no things. And so, you know, it's better that people are following me than not. But sometimes, you know, it is like a respect thing that I'll ask for. Just saying, you know, I'm with, you know, on a dinner with my boyfriend or with my, especially my little sister, because my younger sister is 10 and it's kind of hard when, you know, your sister is who I am, because she sometimes gets lost in the shadow a bit. So when I'm with her, I ask, you know, just be respectful of her. And, you know, she is just a kid.
In Demand.
We want to chat about the video and what inspired you to create the song.
The Miley Bird.
Yeah, the Miley Bird. It's a little bit creepy.
The wings are a little scary. The reason I created it is because it was kind of one of my favorite videos of all times was Thriller. Yeah. And not because of what it went for, but because of the dance sequences. There are things that you wanted to learn. And I think the dance sequence has a lot of that people can learn. And even though they're kind of hard, but it's fun to watch and things that'll be remembered. I think certain moves that we do in there. And also, I think it's just, you know, I think it's got a cool concept, and it goes a lot, not only with the song, but with the record, rest of my record.
Now, lots of people have been asking this question, and Becca Parkinson is one of them. Are you doing a UK tour soon?
I wish I could. Right now, after this, I go into my new movie. But after that, I hope I can do a tour at some point. I'm just not sure when.
New movie, that's LOL, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a remake of a French film that I'm doing. With Demi Moore.
Oh, wow. She's amazing.
Yeah, she really is so beautiful and so sweet.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And what about this one? A question for Miley. What is her favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms. But I only eat the marshmallows.
Yeah, and when you get to the bottom of the box and most of the marshmallows are gone, you're like, well, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know. It's the worst.
Claire would like to know, have you got any plans to ever live in the UK?
Oh. I love the weather in California. When I lived here, I lived in London for like 2 months on our tour, and the rain and the cold was not good for me. I'm a California girl, but
stay
I
in
love
California.
Visiting.
It's better.
I would love to visit.
The weather's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Megan, why did you change your name from Destiny Hope to Miley?
It was something I've always been called, and I just remember like going to my very first day of school and saying, hey, you know, I'm Miley, and the teacher was like, it says Destiny here. So it just got confusing for people. So yeah, it's easier when you just have one.
And we all know you as Miley, and it suits you, obviously.
We're loving the new sound, Miley. You look great in the video. And just keep it up. It's amazing. Your fans bloody love you. It's quite scary at times.
Well, thank you so, so much, guys. Thank you for playing the song.
Thanks for chatting to us tonight. Miley Cyrus,
everybody.
Yeah,
Miley.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy. And tonight, Jack Johnson is with us.
Yeah. Hello, Jack.
Welcome to the show, Jack Johnson.
Thank you.
For the first time, I do believe.
Yeah, first time ever on In Demand. So,
pleasure chatting to you. Thanks for chatting to us back as well.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, To The Sea, a massive success again, mate. You've had a number one album in the UK and in the States with it. Are you really pleased? You must be.
Yeah, it's a pleasant surprise, definitely.
You weren't expecting it then?
Well, you never know, you know. It's kind of, I'm always expecting this thing to fade out a little bit. So when we get a number one record, that's pretty exciting.
I think the thing is as well, with your music, it has the sort of ability to instantly put someone in a good mood when they hear it.
Well, that's a nice compliment, thank you.
It's true as well.
It's definitely true, yeah.
And it's an album that's dedicated to your late father, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's definitely all the songs he was, while I was writing the songs, he was always on my mind. And it was the image on the cover, that's a picture of him building this wave sculpture when he was about 20 years old. It's an old picture I've had.
Do you think it's part of the? Do you think that he's part of the reason why? I mean, you're such a, you're so green now. You're very dedicated to looking after the environment. And would you kind of give your father some credit for teaching you about those sort of things early on in life?
Just those trips alone, taking me on these adventures where I'd be in a place where all you really needed was, we wouldn't take much. We're on these little Hawaiian sailing canoes, and so the only space you had was right in front of your knees before the next person who was sitting in front of you. So we wouldn't bring much with us, and it was just the ocean and these valleys that we'd be hiking, and that was enough.
Gorgeous.
It was enough, and it was, I think as I got older, it was just realizing that, you know, I had the responsibility being a father of my own now, and these kind of things to give back and try to make sure it's beautiful for the next generation.
And I think Hawaii, more so now than ever, is in people's psyches as well, isn't it? Because of the TV show Lost, and it's been in a lot of films as well. Do you think that kind of lends people, does it encourage tourism within the area? Do you get more people coming to enjoy Hawaii as a place?
Yeah, it's an interesting time because it's such a beautiful place. People want to come and see it, and there's a lot of pressure for development. And so there's, you know, it's been of, you see a lot of open space disappearing. So it's been an ongoing challenge to make sure that it's done responsibly and everything.
It's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because obviously it's nice that people want to see such a beautiful landscape, but at the same time, you know, and Hawaii wants to make the money out of that. But at the same time, if it's going to destroy some of the area that you grew up in, for you, it's understandable to feel a bit skeptical about it maybe.
Yeah, but there's so much beauty in Hawaii. And in the music alone, I mean, there's so many great musicians that people never really get a chance to hear because it's hard to make it outside of Hawaii, really, for a new artist. And so, yeah, more than just the landscapes when you visit, there's a lot of beautiful music and art and all kinds of stuff. It's a pretty inspiring place to be.
How hard was it sort of being away from Hawaii initially when you were living in California? Did you find it hard to adjust?
Yes and no. It was nice to be somewhere where we could take long road trips. You know, we spent a lot of time driving around doing these camping trips and things like that. And Hawaii is pretty small. You drive about 40 minutes and you're on the other side of the island that I live on. And so it's there was pros and cons, you know.
Yeah.
So it's they're both beautiful places to spend time.
In Demand.
You are kind of just about to embark on a massive, huge worldwide tour. You've got a few dates here in the UK, including Glastonbury. Have you played Glastonbury before, Jack, or is it a first time?
No, this is my first time. I've
oh,
always
wow.
heard about it, so I'm pretty excited to get to be part of it this time.
I think you're going to absolutely love it. I'm guessing you've heard the rumours that every year it kind of rains and everyone gets covered and people end up rolling around in the mud. Are you going to be partaking in any of that?
Yeah, I think I got three kids that are on the road with me, my children, so they don't want to be let down. They're expecting the mud.
So they're going to love it. You know. So what's it like taking your kids on the road with you? They must really have a great time. They must enjoy it.
Yeah, it's great. It makes it all so much fun. We get to see all kinds of, do the tourist thing in the day and then play the shows at night. You know, it's real nice.
And is it true you're donating 100% of the profits to support the environment?
Yeah, that's where we arrived this time around. It was something we did last time on the last tour we did and decided to do it again this time. It's pretty rewarding to get to raise funds for all these great groups around the world doing things.
But it's quite nice because you're going to get to go and tour, everyone will get entertained, and at the same time you get to take your family with you and raise money.
Yeah.
There you go, that's the way I like to look at
and
it.
Can you do us a favour, Jack, and don't hold the name of the company British Petroleum against the Brits, please.
No, right, we didn't mean to. Now, something I do want to ask you about is that I've been to quite a few weddings in the UK where one of your songs I think More Often Better Together is probably the one that's used the most as a first dance. Do you like that people use your songs as wedding songs? Does it make you feel warm and squidgy inside?
Oh yeah, I love it. I mean, that's about the nicest compliment you could get. You know, it's what a special
day. Some people, I think, get funny about it, and I think it's really nice.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No, to me, it's like the nicest thing in the world. I can't believe, you know, I just feel so flattered when people decide to use that song. And I played it at a few weddings too for friends that are getting married and things like that, and it's always fun.
Oh my God, I bet they love it. The actual Jack That'd Johnson playing the song to them.
Well, to them it's not the actual Jack Johnson, it's just their friend Jack. You
know? It's their goofy their friend.
Nobody special, yeah.
Jack, thanks very much for chatting to us. Have an amazing time at Glastonbury,
yes.
And let's hope the sun shines for the weekend.
Yeah, well, no, let's hope on a lot of mud so that my kids can play in it.
Yeah, exactly, and then wipe it all over your face.
Exactly.
Jack, thanks very much.
Thank
all
you.
Right, yeah, thanks, guys.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex.
I'm Lucy.
And tonight we welcome Kai and Anthony from Diagram of the Heart to the show. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing?
So tell us all about yourselves. Brand new band on our radar. How did you first get together? There's quite a nice story behind it, isn't there?
It's a lovely story.
Aww.
Yeah, we actually met over MySpace. So a random email to Kai and a bit of a worry that he might think I'm a nutter. But he
I
responded.
Did
and
you?
Yeah, he came over and it all began there about 18 months ago. So
there's been a quick turnaround then, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, we've both been writing and making music but for as long as one would. But yeah, we've just been smashing it all day long every day for the last... Yeah, 18 months.
So did you think he was a bit strange when you first got the message? Is it one of those, do I reply to this?
I tend to get a lot of nutters.
Do you? You attract the nutters.
On Facebook and all that. No, it's just, like you said, we've been working individually and with other people, and every now and then it just clicks with someone. I think I went over to Ants in East London and just worked on the first track, which was pretty good, which is If I Were You, it's one of the tracks. And then the second track we did is Dead Famous, which is this first single for us. So then we were kind of like, oh... It kind of works out.
We get on all right.
And he's a great cook.
Did he cook for you when you first went over?
And I live with my flatmate and we're two proper lads, so there's not a lot of food in our fridge. So I go over to the studio,
Fair
do a bit
play,
of writing,
absolutely.
A bit of singing and get a...
So did you actually just go for a free meal?
I just went for the food, and then I was like, if I write a couple of songs with him, then we get fed.
It's like Alex's fridge. There's literally nothing in there, but like a bottle
beer.
Of wine and a bit of vodka, and that's it.
Exactly.
Maybe a bit of juice, one
fair
of his five
play.
A day.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
And Anthony, for you, you apparently first got into music when you were taken to see Oliver when you were little.
I was, when I was a little boy, my God. Yeah.
I love the fact you're brave enough to admit that. Most people in a cool band would be like, no.
Yeah, but you
gotta love Oliver.
Yeah, when you come from like an environment, like mum and dad weren't into music, so for me to be able to go and see something like that was just like, oh my God, I wouldn't mind a bit of that. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think I was like 9 or 10 years old, so... It was probably insane.
It wasn't like he was 18 and he went,
No, I moved pretty...
He's a lot cooler than
I moved pretty quickly from Oliver into, like, working with the resident of Ministry of Sound and making a lot of sort of big club records. So, yeah, I moved from Oliver right into Clubland pretty fast. So.
Yeah, it's just we're adding your cool credentials.
I don't mind saying Oliver when I can back it up with some...
Ministry of Sound.
Well, that and amongst other things. So, yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about the single Dead Famous. You said it's about the frivolity of fame. A beautiful girl becomes uglier as the fame process continues. Were you talking about someone in particular with this song?
Well, I think that was pretty... That was just a generalisation of fame in total, really. It's like something beautiful can be absolutely stripped down to nothing because most people don't really know what they've got coming to them. Or it's a scary one, isn't it?
I mean, look at Katie Price.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's an example.
Yeah. There's a lot of examples of it, though, isn't
it? Yeah, there's a lot of different examples of her.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about some of the gigs you've got coming up. You've got Wireless Festival.
Yeah.
And also Ibiza Rocks.
Come on.
Borderline fear and excitement.
No
there,
fear.
Which one are you most excited about performing at? Because they're both so different.
They're both so different, and they're both quite close together, so it's quite good. So I think I live... Ladbroke Grove in West London. It's not that far from Hyde Park, so sometimes if I can get there, I'll run there and then walk around it and run back or something. I've been to see quite a few things there, so that's Wireless as well. I went to see Daft Punk there a couple of years ago.
Oh my God, are they as good live as everyone says? Because I've still
it was
not
amazing.
Seen them.
I lost all my friends and it ended up just being me on my own with a load of random strangers, but it was still Still pretty good.
Well, thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Sean Kingston is on the show. What's up, sir? What's up, Sean? The world is going mad for Eeny Meeny. You must be totally over the moon.
Man, I'm so crazy. Man, listen, I'm so excited right now, man. You don't have no idea, man. I'm happy to be back in the UK, man. Happy to see all the screaming girls loving the song and everybody going crazy, man. You know, I performed with Justin over the weekend and everybody was going crazy for Eeny Meeny, so I'm excited, man.
And the great thing about this is, I mean, it was months ago that we first played it because we kept getting so many texts for it. And this is before,
I think
it's before it'd even been out in the US. Everyone just heard about it and it was like a word of mouth thing. And the amount of times it's been a trending topic on Twitter as well. It's crazy.
Man, it's like massive, dude. Like, to see the song taking off so quick, man. I mean, I just want to thank everybody for supporting it, man. It's kind of like a... I mean, I'm excited, man. I wrote the song when I was, you know, in Miami, just chilling in the crib and with Justin, and to see it just take off so quick is just crazy. So,
okay, let's talk about your relationship with Justin Bieber, because obviously he is a worldwide megastar at the moment. How did you meet, first of all?
Well, you know, Justin is, like, we met in L.A., and, you know, we hooked up, and... it was kind of just like, you know, it was kind of an instant connection. You know, we've been friends ever since. So we met in L.A. He was rehearsing the same place I was rehearsing. And we hooked up and it was great. It was dope.
Now, the pair of you, totally cool. Too cool for school, in our opinion, Sean. So tell us, give us a bit of gossip. What's the least cool thing about Justin Bieber? Everyone thinks the sun shines out of his backside. But he must do something that's a little bit stupid sometimes.
Yeah, he's really cool.
He has walked into doors before, though. We've seen that on videos.
Bless his
heart, because his fringe is too long. Have you seen those videos online?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, but... you have to watch him and then mention it to him, because he literally is like a revolving door in a hotel and he just walks into the door and hits his head. It looks quite painful, bless his heart.
So what do you guys kind of do when you're hanging out together? You just listen to music and stuff?
We listen to music, you know what I'm saying? He's into bikes. I love bikes, so we ride bikes. He loves cars. I love cars, so we drive cars. You know, I have a Ferrari, and he's been driving it. Like, we came to Miami, he took it around the block like 50 million times. So it's great just to, you know, we're into the same thing. You know, we're boys, young boys. You know?
In Demand.
Mate, I've read a little interview you did a few weeks ago where you were bigging up our own talent, Jay Sean, saying what a massive fan you are of him. Are there any other Brits out there that you're a massive fan of? Have you heard of JLS? Do you think they're going to do the business in the States?
JLS, the girls are going crazy for him too, man. They definitely could do something. I mean, there's so many talents out here, man. You know, Dizzy Rascal's dope. I mean, I'm like, me and Dizzy Rascal talking about doing something with each other. I like that. What was that? Chipmunk.
Yeah.
He's good. It's kind of, you know, it's just great to build a vibe and just keep it going. So,
I think Dizzy could do really well in the US, actually. You're right. Yeah, I mean, he's such a talent as well.
His type of vibe, yeah. He's definitely... we're going to probably do something, so...
yeah, you two on a single together. That'd be awesome.
And you've been busy doing a cover of Irene Cara's What a Feeling for your next song. This is called She Moves, isn't it?
She Moves?
Yeah. Is that right? Is it a cover of the Irene Cara classic?
What
or is
song
that completely
is that?
Made up?
Completely made up.
I can't see Sean doing Irene Cara.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like Sean, but...
now I've planted the idea. If that happens, we'll know where it came from.
Yeah.
Never know exactly.
He's going to be on the phone to Irene Cara right after this interview.
You
like,
get Dizzy Rascal on that. That's the kind of crazy stuff he does.
Now, you also kind of launched the career of Ayaz, and he's told us that... He wouldn't reply to your MySpace messages to start with because he didn't think they were real.
You know what's crazy? That's my artist. He signed to my record label, Thomas Money Entertainment, and it's kind of like he didn't. It was, you know, like, think about this, man. You're going to school. You're going to college. You're home in the Virgin Islands. You go on MySpace. You check your email on MySpace, and you have a message from Sean Kingston. Like, how real is that gonna be to you? Like, you know what I mean? So I respect what he was saying. Like, he was like, man, that's not Sean Kingston at all. So we got on Skype. We went on Skype, and he saw it was a real me, and he knew from then it was on a popping. And he was like, yo, I want to come to Miami. I was like, yo, come out to Miami. And I flew him out there, and the rest was history. Signed him to the contract, and number one record in the UK.
And it's good for
Shoddy's like a melon. It's such a great song, man. Yeah. It's like, so, you know what I'm saying? So addictive. Like, I don't know.
Sean, awesome talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your time in the UK.
Yeah.
And, man, respect, man. Thank you, man. God bless, man.
Give our love to Justin Bieber as well.
I got you, bro.
And tell him he needs to cut his fringe, otherwise he'll keep walking into doors.
This is your In Demand with Alex and Lucy.